All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Here we are, the month of December 2020. Just a few short weeks before we usher in a new year, and here we are in the midst of Advent. Well, today for your motivation, I want to share a few words that I hope inspire and accompany you on your journey. You know, I love when the Spirit moves and right words seem to just flow out from the mouths of babes. There is innocence, wonder, and surprise. Our daughter Nora, once sitting at the dinner table with her inquisitive mind worrying, stated boldly, "We all need each other." Well, yes, we do. She went on to articulate how the grocery store depends on the ice cream maker to make the ice cream, and that the ice cream maker relies upon the farmer and the cows, and that they all depend upon the truck drivers, and that we all need jobs in order to have the money to buy the ice cream that makes it possible for everyone to experience some yummy life. Well, we went on to add several more links in the chain, which brought even more laughter to the table. I think we need to remember we need each other. Life is not meant to be lived alone or in isolation. Life is not a pull yourself up by the bootstraps and hope for the best exercise. Life is not about a declaration of independence, but rather a humble and vulnerable experience of grace. We are truly interdependent, and we need each other. We need God. We need grace. Well, I saw this quote and it grabbed me by the gut. The quote is this: "There is no culture that can fully keep out the descent of God. And when God comes, stuff happens." By Dr. Esther Meek. Yes, there is no culture that can fully keep out the descent of God. And when God comes, stuff happens. In the midst of our human madness, God comes here and stuff happens. It is the experience of grace that keeps us going. It is the shared experience of grace that draws us together. It is the never throw in the towel spirit of God that changes us. How often we forget that. How often we rebel and desire to go it alone. How often, O Lord, have we missed the grace amongst us? And I'm reminded that everything comes as gift. Everything is grace. Everything is gratitude. But often we look out into our world and we have to make stuff happen. We have to get after some things. We have to go to work. In the midst of that work, we can forget to pause. Forget to live with that attitude of gratitude. But I think it's also important to remind ourselves that God chose to come into the world as a baby, not because we needed just a little more light and a little more hope. God came into the world in Jesus because the world was a mess, a downright mess. Things were not as God intended them to be. And so God said, "I will come to earth. I will accompany them again on the journey. I will draw close. I will show them myself. I will give them my heart." And in and through that experience, yes, I hope they take notice. And I hope they work for the same things that God works for in the world. We need God. We need grace. In your Advent journey of waiting and wondering, spend a few moments this week looking out there into the world, naming its mess, naming its brokenness, naming its pain and struggle. And then again, draw close to the heart of God just as God draws close to you. Feel that heartbeat within you. And recognize that God is at work, that God is here. we are not alone. Blessings to each of you on this week ahead. Take care. God's blessings.